Incidentally, I mean, when we first came here, there were two cars in the village. My father owned them both.
Right.
And you were not allowed to park overnight in the road. It was a law that you had to have the side lights on. Well, no car can, in those days anyway, could stand having the side lights on all night. And Dad had to park on the pub car.
There was a policeman in the village, wasn't there?
There was, yes.
So would it be monitored then, this car parking business, would it?
Well, I suppose so, but I mean, that's against the law, and we didn't break the law here, and the policeman was there to see that we didn't.
And do you remember the policeman?
Yes, I do. P.C. Sloan, and then there was P.C.
Sloan?
Yeah. Mm. And there was P.C. Sandilands. He was a so-and-so, he was. Well, he was to my father, anyway. Because as I told you last time, Dad had to have his car with him, and Sandilands couldn't work out how he'd got the sort of right to...
This was because your father's job in the war required him to have a car available at all times.
And this was a Riley, and you, and in those days you had to take out the distributor if you parked a car, but all cars had to take the coil off and the thing that goes round to generate the spark. You had to take out the distributor head if it was parked in the open. And this Riley, you couldn't get it off, but there was a secret switch. And there was no sort of scope for this in the regulation. Dad parked it just outside. The side of the road was rather wider than the pavement is now, and you could just sort of get a car there. And came beating on the door because he'd found that the distributor was still in it. Dad said, you can't start. So he gave him the keys and said, well, you can, if you can start it. And anyway, he went away some time later and he said, I've got to get some sleep. And he heard the keys being put through the letterbox, and he didn't hear any more about that, I don't think. But I'm sure if the Germans invaded, one of the things they'd sort of supply all parachutists with was a sort of pocket full of distributors, I would think. But I don't know. But anyway,
so that was the reason why you had to take the distributor off, was in case we were invaded and the enemy drove off with the cars.
Or a prisoner might escape.